friends. Welcome to this week's episode of Group Chat Sunday Edition, the podcast that helps student ministry leaders prepare for real conversations with real teens every Sunday morning. I'm Brett, your host, and I'm passionate about helping students grow in their faith and helping you feel confident leading your small group. Whether this is your first year leading a small group or you're a seasoned veteran at this, this podcast is giving you a quick look at what matters most from this week's session from the Gospel Project entitled, Come, Let's Return to the Lord. So let's get into it. This week's big truth is God pursues us even when we're unfaithful. Hosea's story reminds us that God does not quit. Even when his people turn away, he pursues them with an unwavering love. That's true for Israel, and that's true for us today. So the Christ connection, Hosea's relationship with Gomer mirrors God's relationship with his people. Even though we are unfaithful and love other things more than him, God still loves us. His love sent Jesus to die on the cross for our sin to bring us back to him. So this session covers Hosea chapters 1 through 14. So here we go. God told Hosea to go marry Gomer, a woman known for her unfaithfulness, as a living picture of Israel's spiritual adultery. Later, Hosea brought Gomer back, showing redemption and restoration. Through Hosea, God called Israel to return to him, promising healing and love. The message here is very, very clear. God's love is constant and sure, even when ours is not. So here are some questions your students might be asking and how you can be ready to help them answer those. One, why would God ask Hosea to marry someone like Gomer? How does Hosea buying Gomer back point us to what Jesus did for us? Why does God care if we're faithful or not to him? What does it look like to return to the Lord in real life? Some students have never experienced a constant faithful love. This is your opportunity to show them that this exists in God. Share personal examples of God's faithfulness in your life. It makes the truth real. God's love is constant and sure. If your students feel like they've wandered too far, remind them Jesus has already paid the price. Encourage them to take steps to return to him this week. So before we wrap up, here's a few things that you need to know. One, our missions experience preview. We don't want you to miss this chance. It is coming up this Sunday, October the 19th from 12:30 to 2 in the Student Center. Lunch will be provided. And so we ask that you RSVP by the 16th, but this is for anybody, leader, parent, student who is interested in our summer 26 mission experience opportunities. Also, Trunk or Treat's coming up October the 26th, so a week from this Sunday, October the 26th from 4 to 6 p.m., we are hosting Trunk or Treat here in our back lot behind our student building, and we'd love for you to come be a part of that. If your class is signed up to host a trunk, or you're staying to help volunteer for the actual event, we will be having lunch here provided so you don't have to go home and fix food. We're going to have it here following our band-led service at 11 o'clock. Also, October the 29th, mark your calendar, Wednesday, October the 29th, for a night of fun, fellowship, and s'mores. We're going to do a bonfire in our back lot. We're going to have games. We're going to have worship, hang time. And did I mention s'mores? So go ahead and mark your calendars to be here for that. We'd love for you to come and hang with us during that time. Well, y'all, that's all I've got for this week's episode of Group Chat Sunday Edition. Keep leading with love, and I'll catch you next week.